Come on, is there a praise in the house for him tonight? Hallelujah. Would anybody say you're the source of my life? Oh, mighty God, I praise you. I worship you. Glory, glory, glory. It is so rich and full and good in the house of the Lord tonight. Brother Wells, we're so glad your wife is with you tonight. We love Sister Wells, and those babies are so beautiful. So wonderful watching what God's doing in your home and your family. And you are a better preacher when your wife is in the house. I can tell. God bless you. We don't say there are better halves for no reason. But we want you to come tonight. These meetings have been so good. Brother Wells has ministered so wonderfully to us. This morning, the word in the God, in the house of God was so rich. We want you to take your liberty tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Why don't we clap our hands to heaven and thank him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we trust you. We love you. We thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. There's no God like our God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is rich in this place tonight. It's good to be in his presence. It is 5 to 8. Hallelujah. And I kind of feel like I was just a young man, and there was a preacher that was getting ready to preach, and he was an older man, but inexperienced. And he said, I'm kind of nervous because I've only got 37 scriptures tonight. And that's kind of how I feel. I got a bunch of stuff I feel in the Holy Ghost, and it all ties together. And I feel like God's going to help somebody tonight. In fact, what I really feel is somebody's going to get the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. And it is good to be here. I have enjoyed these past few weeks very much. And thank you so much for your kindness. You have learned the art of preaching. Good preachers are a part of a good church that knows how to preach. And I thank you for your response to the Word of God, for your interaction with the Word of God. And it has been fun to be here. And I'm excited about what God's doing, to give honor to Brother and Sister Sutton and their family, all the extended family. Love and appreciate all of them, their kindness to us. And everything's just first class, the room, the baskets, all the everything's just wonderful. And I love coming to New Life. Amen. And it is good to be here. It's good to see Brother Freeman, Sister Freeman. Love and appreciate them, their children. Amen. And hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. St. John chapter 4. Glad my wife's here with me tonight. Amen. And all of my children. There's nothing worse than being, it's not worse, but it makes you feel like you got to play hard the rest of your life when you're married out of your league. Amen. And it's kind of like the guy that's on the major league team just because somebody else got hurt. And you know, you're just glad to be here. But I love my wife, love my children, I'm glad they're here. St. John chapter 4, verse number 19 is where I want to begin. The context is the woman at Samaria. Woman at the well, Jesus has told her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but the water that I shall give, you shall never thirst again. And she says to him, I want some of that water. He says, go call your husband. She says, I don't have a husband. He says, you said, well, you've had 5 husbands, and the one that's with you is not your husband. And she said, verse 19, the woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come see a man which hath told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Amen. I'm going to preach in the help of the Holy Ghost tonight. Come see a man. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here tonight. Throw your hands in the air. Lift your voice and shout to him in prayer. God, we desire your touch tonight. We don't just need you. We want you. We don't just have to have you. God, we pant after you tonight. We desire for the Holy Ghost to flood this temple. Touch every heart. Fill every vessel to overflow. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Would you clap your hands with all of your might? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come see a man. Come see a man that bringeth salvation. Come see a man that has brought us all things. Come see a man tonight. Come on, I wonder if you got the Holy Ghost. Would you stand up out to the spirit world, out to the north, south, east, and west? Shout it. Come see a man. Come see a man. There's nobody like him. Nobody can ascend to his greatness. Come on. Hallelujah. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. John's gospel is the seeing book. In fact, it begins in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And John began to write, and that light, the light that was in the life of Jesus Christ, the light that was truth, the light that was knowledge, the expressed image of anything you're ever going to see of God. God is invisible, but God was manifest in the flesh, in the face of Jesus Christ. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is not the second in the Trinity. Jesus Christ made God visible to man, and John said he was the Word, and he became flesh, and we beheld him. We saw him. He became visible. The God that had no face. The God that had no image. Jesus Christ is the express image of his person. He came to show us God. He came to show us the way back to salvation. Come see a man. Come on, help me preach tonight. I want to tell you, Jesus Christ made God visible to you and I. He made himself of no reputation. He made himself lower than the angels. And he put on the form of man and the nature of man so that I could see the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Hallelujah. In this book, John is filled with people seeing God in Jesus Christ. This story, John chapter 4, Jesus says, I must needs go through Samaria. The disciples said, why you want to go there? Those people are not a people. They're half of what they should be. You don't need to go to Samaria. Jesus said, I must go through Samaria. And so he goes and he sits at a well or a watering place at the sixth hour. And the Bible said there came a woman with a water pot. And Jesus said to her, give me to drink. She said, okay. And she gives him a drink of water. Then Jesus begins to talk with her and said, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith unto you, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of me to drink. He said, I want you to understand something, woman, that you don't know what you're seeing when you're looking at me. If you had known who you were talking to, if you had known who you were looking at, you wouldn't have heard my request, but you would have fell down on your knees and said, give me water to drink of the everlasting springs of life. Give me water to drink that I'll never thirst again. Jesus said, the problem isn't that you don't want my water. The problem isn't that you don't want what I've got. The problem is you can't see me, so I'm going to reveal myself to you. And he begins to talk to her, and he said, listen, I know you're in Samaria and you're working and worshiping at this mountain. She says, you say that we ought to worship in Jerusalem. And our fathers say we ought to worship at this mountain. Jesus said, the problem is you don't know what you're worshiping. I'm going to come to preach tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I don't know where I'm going. I got three lines on a paper, but we're going to follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus said, the problem is not your hunger. The problem is not your pursuit of God. The problem is not your effort. The problem is you don't know what you're worshiping. You can't see yet. I've come to preach. Don't you ever make fun of anybody's pursuit of God because they're following what they can see. The problem is that the eyes of their mind have been blinded. And what we're going to do here tonight is tell them, come see a man. Come see a man that's going to pull the veil off your eyes. Come see a man that's going to pull the veil off your mind. And he's going to show you who God is. And she says, I want some of that water. That water of everlasting life. So Jesus says, go call your husband. Now I want to tell you something about seeing God. I know I'm in the Holy Ghost because they sung that song tonight. I was worried about what I was going to preach and they just brought me clarification. Hallelujah. When you see God, Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord in the temple, and he was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And he said, I saw seraphims with six wings, with twain they covered their face, and with twain they covered their feet, and with twain they did fly, and they ceased not crying one to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. I want to tell you something. When you see God, the first thing that's going to happen is conviction's going to fall. Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am undone. I feel like God can see everything I am. I feel like God can see right through me. I got to get out of here. And the angel said, no. When you see God, that's when God wants to cleanse your mouth, cleanse your spirit, cleanse your heart. I saw the Lord, and it brought revelation to me, but it also brought cleansing. cleansing to my spirit. And all Jesus told her was, you've had five husbands, and the guy you're living with is not your husband. But Brother Sutton, when she went running to that city, she said, come see a man that hath told me all I ever did. Jesus didn't tell her everything she ever did, but when you start seeing the Lord high and lifted up, you start seeing yourself compared to the greatness and the glory of a holy God, and you start looking in your life and you start saying, I really don't know what I worship. Woe is me. I'm unclean. I'm undone. But because I saw the Lord, I'm going to find that water, that everlasting water. I'm going to find cleansing for my thirsty soul and my weary heart. Come see a man. She said, you're telling me to worship at Jerusalem. Our fathers say worship here. And Jesus said, you just don't know what you're worshiping. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers won't worship at this mountain or in Jerusalem. But the hour is coming, and the Father is seeking such that the true worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. I want to tell you something about worship. You can't worship without knowledge. You can praise all day long. You don't have to know anything to praise. You don't have to know anything to clap your hands or to run the aisles or to dance to the beat. But when you go to worship, you got to know what you're worshiping. I saw the Lord worthy, holy, righteous, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. I want to tell you something. If you're going to be a true worshiper, you got to see God somewhere in your life. If you're going to worship in spirit and in truth, you can't just worship what somebody told you. You got to have an experience where I saw the Lord and he told me all I ever done. He said the hour's coming when you're going to worship. You must worship in spirit and in truth. And she said, I don't know about all that, but Messiah is coming. That promised son, thou Bethlehem Ephrata, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth one whose goings forth have been from old to everlasting. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He said, Messiah's coming, she said. And when Messiah gets here, he's going to tell us all things. And John had wrote this entire chapter to make this statement, and it's what I've come to preach to you tonight. When she said, Messiah's coming, we're going to see God. He's the Mighty God. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Holy One and Just. He's going to come, and he's going to teach us all things. And Jesus stood up, and he said, the one that's speaking with you, I am he. God have mercy. And revelation fell. I'm the Messiah. I'm the Christ. I'm the one that's coming to open the doors of the prison. I'm the one that's coming to set the captives free. I'm the one that's coming to heal the wounded and to set at liberty those that are bound. I am he. And the Bible said the disciples walked up at that moment. And it was such an intense moment. Nobody said, why are you talking to her? Why'd you come here? Because the disciples understand and understood. Woo, God just became a little more visible. As she drops her water pot and goes running to the city, and she begins to scream and shout, come see a man. Come see a man who had told me all I ever done. And here's what I want to preach. Is not this the Christ? She said, I found somebody that in just one moment in his presence, I looked back over all of my life and I realized I never knew what I was worshiping. But in this moment of revelation, when I saw Jesus Christ revealed in the power of the glory of the only begotten of the Father, I found out what I want to worship. Come see a man. Come see a man. He's the only one that's going to wipe away our tears. He's the only one that's going to wipe away our sins. Come see a man. Woo. Because when you start seeing God, nobody has to tell you anything. We got an easy job as apostolics. Because I don't have to convince you of anything. All I got to do is just let you get one good look at Jesus. Because if you ever see Jesus in that moment, when you realize he's not just a man, he's not Jehovah Jr., he's not relegated to the second in the Godhead, but all the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him bodily. He is the image of the invisible God, the express image of his person. When you see Jesus, baby, there ain't nothing else to see. You'll leap to your feet like the woman at the well and say, come see a man. I've never cussed somebody. Come see a man. I finally saw Jesus. I saw him in the power of the risen Savior. Come. John chapter 9. A man born blind. Jesus shows up and says, this man's not born blind because of some sin. He was born blind that the works of God might be made manifest. The word manifest means to be visible. He said this boy was born blind so that the works of God would be made visible to the whole world through him. And the Bible says he touched his eyes and healed him. He made clay of the spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. Now, John was not concerned about the miracle of the blind man being healed. If a blind guy gets healed here tonight, Brother Sutton, that's going to be the only story we tell. Blind man got healed. John said he went, and Brother Freeman, it wasn't anything that he came seeing, but what the good stuff was what happened afterward, because the Pharisees got him and said, who is he? Who is he that made your eyes to see? We don't believe that you can see. We don't believe that you were ever blind. And they called his parents, and she said, there's a few things we do know. This is our son, and he was born blind, but by what manner he seeth, we know not. Ask him. He is of age. And he says, I don't know anything except that I was blind and now I see.
They said to the blind man, "What sayest thou of him?" And he said, "He is a prophet." But the Jews did not believe him. He said, "Ask him. We know this is our son. He was born blind." Again, they called the blind man and they said, "Give God the praise. We know this man is a sinner." He answered and said, "Whether he be sinner or no, I know not. But one thing I know, I was blind and now I can see." Before he got here, I couldn't see. But when he got here, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. Come, see a man. I don't know if he's a sinner, but I know he's a prophet. Come see a man. We don't believe you. He said, "What did he do? How opened he your eyes?" He said, "I've told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples?" See, he didn't even know who he was, but he had already made up his mind. "I'm a disciple, because there's only one thing I know. I was blind, but I saw the Lord." He said, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man will be a worshiper, him will he heareth." Then Jesus heard that they had cast him out. Watch this. And when he had found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" He answered, and he said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" Watch this. And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." And he said, "I believe and worshiped him." Why? Because he found out. He that worships must worship in spirit and truth. Tell me who he is, because I want to know him. God said, "You saw him, and it's he that talketh to thee." I've come to preach. It's time to see Jesus. You want to get out of your sin-sick world? Find Jesus. You want to get out of your addiction? See Jesus. You want to get out of your heartbreak? See Jesus. Because when you see Jesus, everything else loses its power. Musicians, come. I don't mean nothing. That means I'm getting tired. Because there's something about seeing him. How many of you remember the moment you saw Jesus? Maybe it was a Bible study when all of a sudden somebody said, "Yeah, this is him. He's not the Trinity. There's nothing triune about him. There's nothing, no. That's a lie from the devil to blind your mind. What you need to see is Jesus. Because when you see Jesus, baby, I don't have to preach nothing else. I don't have to tell you anything else. Because when you see him..." I love to talk to people and teach them Bible studies. When they see the mighty God in Christ and the light goes on. "I never saw that before, Pastor. I've been going to church my whole life. I never read that scripture." Yeah, you read it. You just didn't see him. Because the Bible said in the book of Corinthians, if this gospel be hid, it is hid to those that are lost. in whom the god of this world hath blinded their eyes and their minds, lest they see the light of the glorious gospel of Christ in the face of Jesus. I want to tell you something. The devil don't want you to see Jesus. He don't care where you go to church. He don't care how many Bible studies you sit through. He just don't want you to see Jesus. John chapter 12, I'm getting close. Jesus comes into the city. They're throwing down palm branches. They're shouting, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Behold, Israel, thy king cometh riding upon the colt of an ass. These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they these things which were written of him when they saw him in worship, when they saw him high and lifted up. And after that city worshipped him, some Greeks came to Philip. And they said, sir, we would see Jesus. We want to see him. We don't want to see something that looks like him. We don't want to see a partial image of him. We don't want to see a half-truth. Sir, we would see Jesus. And when they said that, Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus said, the hour has come. The hour is come when worship and the Son of Man should be glorified. You keep on going. The Bible says, but though he had done so many miracles before them, verse 37, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake concerning the Lord from Isaiah chapter 6, when he stood in the temple and he saw God high and lifted up, and he saw the train and he saw the seraphims and he saw the Lord. He said in his prophecy in the next part of that chapter, he said they're going to see with their eyes and they're not going to see. Who hath believed our report? To whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Elias Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory. He said the only way that you're not going to be converted is if you see with your eyes, but not your heart. I saw him, but my heart didn't believe him. I saw him with my eyes, but I didn't believe with my heart. Ooh. I'm gonna tell you something, the devil's working overtime in this day and hour. He's not trying to get people addicted to drugs. He's not trying to get people addicted to cocaine or addicted to an alternative lifestyle. The only thing the devil's trying to accomplish is to keep you from seeing Jesus. If he can get you addicted to cocaine, you won't ever see Jesus. If he can get you addicted to sin, you're never going to see Jesus, because he understands if you ever see him with your heart, there is nothing that will keep you from becoming converted. If you see the Lord. John said, if you see him, you'll be a disciple. If you see him, you'll be converted. And so the devil goes around. You go do what you want to do. Go to all the churches you want to go to. Be a Hindu, be a Muslim, be a Buddhist, be a whatever you want to be. Just don't look for Jesus. Don't see him. Because if you ever see him, and your heart sees him, if this gospel be hid, it's hid to those that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded their minds, lest they see the light of the glory. I've come to tell you tonight, all I've come to do, I haven't come to preach you a pretty sermon. I've just come to pull the curtain back a little bit and let Jesus shine to you, because those that sat in darkness saw a great light, and when that light shined out of darkness and it shone in him was the life, and the life was the light. I saw the light. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let Jesus in, but I saw him. I'm done. Stand with me. I preached it here 100 times. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 5. The demoniac at Gadara. 6,000 devils bound with chains, bound in darkness, living among the tombs, crying night and day, the Bible said, weeping in the night. And no man could help him. But when he saw Jesus, when the veil was moved from his mind, when he saw Jesus, he ran and worshiped him. I saw him. I saw him. Come see a man. I saw him. Come see a man that delivered me from 6,000 devils. Come see a man. I saw him. And lay it on his face before Jesus. 6,000 devils were doing the talking for him. 6,000 devils were living his life, because the Bible said the devils believe in one God and they fear and tremble. And they said, Jesus, we know, and Paul, we know. Who are you? And they're sitting at the feet of Jesus. And they said, why is he come to torment us before our time? When I saw Jesus. Well, preacher, you don't understand what I'm fighting. You got anything worse than 6,000 devils? I'd be glad to hear it. But Brother Dawson, when he saw Jesus, his problem started asking for permission. Can we get out of here? Can we go somewhere else? We don't want to live here no more, because he saw Jesus. If you got the Holy Ghost, talk in tongues right now. If you saw him and worshiped him, you ought to dance a little bit right now. Come see a man. Come see a man that told me all I ever done. I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, and no man could stand to minister. Come see a man. Come see a man. Yes. If you want to see Jesus, I want you to run to this altar. Throw your hands in the air and say, God, I want to know what I worship. I want to know what I worship. Come see a man. Yeah. Hey. Here's what I want you to do. If you're here tonight and you want to know God, I'm going to tell you how to find him. I want you to lift your hands in the next few minutes, and I want you to sincerely say, Jesus, if you're real, I want to see you tonight. I want to meet you. I want the light of the gospel to shine through the blindness of my mind. I want the light of the person of Jesus Christ, the face, the image of the invisible God to shine in our hearts. Come on, lift your hands and say, Jesus.
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 Jesus, I want to know you. I want to see you. Come on, church. Find somebody to pray with. Come on, everybody come. Let's see him. Come
somebody
worship.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him. Praise him.
Come see a man. Come
praise
see a man.
Him. Praise him.
Surely.
Praise
he's
him.
The Christ.
God is holy.
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 Shine the light, shine the light, shine the light. Let us see you. We want to see you. We want to see you. We want to see him.
Hallelujah.
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 Come see a man.
Hallelujah.
Come see a man.
Hallelujah.
Come see a man.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank,
thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come see a man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come see a man.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank